Allow me to preface this by saying this was not written by me, but apparently it was written for me. It's back to school time. With things launching at school and in church, things are very busy. The to-do list piles up, even while other things get neglected, which leaves us feeling guilty or distracted. The demands of life don't go away, they just seem to get busier. There's still things to do at the house or repair work that needs done, cars to fix, bills to pay, emails to respond to, books to read, families to spend time with, relationships to invest in, friends to stay in touch with, parents and siblings not to neglect, and neighbors to reach out to. And then there's the daily and weekly news that discourages, confuses, and even divides us. And the ads and promotions seeking to convince us why our lives are incomplete and could be made better. None of these things by themselves are overwhelming, but together they tend to drain us and leave us dry. Often our spiritual life, the thing that's meant to refresh us, ends up being a burden as well. I need to pray more. I need to read my Bible more. I need to invest in others more. And when we don't do those things that we'd like, they become a source of guilt rather than joy. And because life is so busy and our minds are on the next thing, and even our time in the Word and in prayer is distracted rather than resting on Christ, every week we have to fight sins, which wears us out, and areas which we fail, which piles on the guilt and the sense of failure. Not to mention we have more trials we're enduring, pain in our life, and in those we love, burdens we carry, and areas of our life where we're searching for wisdom. I'm sure you get weary during the week. I do. You're probably weary right now. In one sense, this is normal. Jesus said we will be weary, and in this world, Matthew 11:28, in John 16:33, he says we will have troubles. Peter says that we will have burdens and anxieties that we carry. But he also goes on to tell us to cast those burdens and anxieties on the Lord, for he cares for us and he will carry them for us. 1 Peter 5:7. Jesus assures us that though this world we have troubles, but our peace is found in him. And Jesus invites us to come and find rest by resting in him. Matthew 11:28-30 says this: listen, come to me all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly of heart, and you will find rest for your souls. My yoke is easy and my burden is light. When we come to the table of the Lord's Supper, we're coming to find a rest at a slow down, sit down meal where we're served rather than serving. Though we tend to approach our lives as a drive through fast food mentality, where we eat as quickly as we can so that we can move on to the next thing, the Lord's Supper forces us to take a seat with others, to pause and take a notice of what's set before us. When we set our minds on Jesus and his broken body and his spilled blood for our sins, our souls are restored because of what we have in Christ. Though our sins are many, and though that we might walk in here feeling beat up and feeling like a failure, Jesus purchased through his death complete forgiveness and full cleansing. Not only is every sin paid, but it is our ground for standing before God and knowing we are loved by God. And that is based on Jesus alone, not on how good or how bad we were this week. Despite our sin, in Jesus there is rest because we are forgiven and freed. There's also rest in Jesus through whatever valley, trial, worry, fear that we may face today. The bread and the cup are a reminder that if God gave us Jesus, the most costly gift of all, he will give us everything that we need. If God saved us and made us his children through Jesus, if he defeated evil and our sin problem, then we can trust that he will also have good plans for us and he will carry us through what we're facing today. If he gave us Jesus in our sin, how much more will he take care of us as his children? Despite our burdens and trials, there is rest in Jesus because we are loved and cared for. This communion we come for today is not a message about what we need to do, but what has been done for us. It's not a message about our ability to solve our problems, but about God's ability and kindness to solve them for us. The gospel then frees us from carrying the weight of the world and the weight of our spiritual walk on our shoulders, because God is taking care of us, providing for us, and at work for us. So let's rest in him today. Be still before the Lord by resting in Christ. Any burden, any sin, any trial, any weight we may be carrying today, may we cast it on before the Lord. May we feel the bread between our fingers and taste the cup and realize and have a physical remembrance and reminder that it is God who helps us. As real as the bread is in our hands and as the juice on our tongue, so was your provision in Christ. And so I know that I can trust in him today with this thing as I ask him, take it, carry it, help me find rest by resting in you, Jesus. Father, we come before you and we thank you for this invitation to pause, to eat, to remember, and to commune with you. Father, as we do this, we realize how much you care for us, how much you love us, because you gave us what was most important to you, what was most valuable to you, what was the greatest thing that you could imagine. You gave us Christ. And Father, because of the price that he paid, he's restored our standing with you. You consider us as your children. Father, an image that is almost inconceivable at times because of what we are and what I am. But knowing that you still have a desire for us. And so we thank you. And we seek your rest. For it's in Christ's name we pray.